This meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now come to order. The time is now 1:02 p.m. on Monday, April 7th, 2025. We are meeting in the Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Underwood, Representative Eichheit, Representative Vance, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. As a courtesy, please silence your cell phones. I'd also like to take a moment to recognize the staff supporting this meeting: Sophia Tenney from House Records, Susan Quigley from the Juneau LIO, and my committee aide, Nate Graham. We have two items of business on today's agenda: public testimony on House Bill 137, PFD Child Support, and public testimony on House Bill 51, Appropriation Limit Spending Cap. Public testimony on House Bill 137 is now open. We will start with the individuals in the room. Please state your name and your affiliation for the record and begin your testimony. We will now move to testifiers online. Seeing no one online or in the room, public testimony on House Bill 137 is now closed. Public testimony on House Bill 51 is now open. We will now start with individuals in the room. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony. We will now move to testifiers online. Seeing no one online or in the room, public testimony on House Bill 51 is now closed. I would now like to set an amendment deadline for Friday, April 11th at 5 p.m. for the following bills: House Bill 51, Appropriation Limit Spending Cap; House Bill 137, PFD Child Support; and House Bill 97, Organized Theft, Wage Theft. Please work with my committee aide, Nate Graham, to ensure that you meet the deadline if you have amendments. That concludes today's business before the committee. Before we adjourn, here is a preview of our next meetings. On Wednesday, we will hear bills previously heard. On Friday, we will hear history of the trust and estate law in Alaska. The time is now 1:04 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary is adjourned.